All right, me and Paul are going to take a look at some trailers.
Yeah, some whatever trailers are coming out.
This is a new Kingsman trailer.
What is that?
Prequel to the two Kingsman movies.
Oh, that's the Kingsman. Okay.
It's about the origin of the Kingsman Society or whatever the fuck it's called.
Oh, it's got Ralph Fiennes in it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Let's take a look. Go full
this will not
this
be
bitch.
A war of heroes. Which is all to say, this is going to be fun.
That's kind of rude, making their logo a thing that colorblind people can't fucking see.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, they literally made the colorblindness test their fucking logo.
Yeah.
That's a bunch of people in the theater like, what does that say?
Yeah. Maybe they think colorblind people will come to see it to reveal the secret.
Yeah. You want to know what this says? We will reveal the secret. I'm going to do some adjustments to this thing really quick. Ugh. All right. Yeah, that'll do it. Okay. So, back to this, I guess.
The world burns. You have no idea of what men are capable of. We must do something. I know you want to fight.
Black versus white.
This looks impossibly boring.
Yeah.
Like, it really looks like they're trying. This music reeks of trying hard.
There's suspenseful music. How can you possibly say
it's
boring?
It's not suspenseful. This is like we're supposed to be looking at the most, you know, like edge of your seat thrill right now. And this movie is just not bringing it.
What are you talking about?
It's not bringing it.
It's bringing it, Paul. You've only watched 30 seconds of this trailer.
Okay.
There's interracial combat. That doesn't do nothing for you no more.
Not the way it used to.
You know?
But there are other ways of doing your duty. You're going to need a suit.
So they're remaking the fucking first Kingsman, but
yeah,
in the
that's
past?
That's what it looks like, yeah.
Because that kind of seems like what I'm getting so far.
Yep.
Come on. We are the first independent intelligence agency. Preserving peace and protecting life.
Welcome to the club. Generals
gathered in their You haven't earned that song.
No. Nothing about this trailer has earned this song.
You haven't earned that at all. Sorry. Fucking bitches in their asses.
Is that Rasputin?
Yeah, I think it is.
Oh.
Witches. I mean, who else would that fucking be? Yeah, that's Rasputin, right?
It's gotta be. If it isn't, this movie is even worse than I thought.
While governments wait for orders, our people take action.
I hope Rasputin is the main villain and not just a cameo.
That'd be cool. Sorcerer of death's construction.
Oh, mighty. Hell yeah. Rasputin.
Okay, maybe I'll go see it just to see Rasputin.
Yeah, that's the only element of this trailer that has me kind of intrigued, because I like Rasputin.
I honestly don't know why he hasn't been more prevalent in movies and shit.
I want to see him as the hero. They always cast him as the villain.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen him a few times as the villain, but, well, what else has Rasputin been in?
Anastasia, dude.
Okay, yeah.
The
yeah.
animated one, yeah, where yeah. Christopher Lloyd did a pretty good, but, yeah. You know, it's like, whatever, it's a kid's movie.
Yeah.
Our enemies think we are.
Holy
gentlemen.
Shit, Karate Rasputin?
Okay.
Karate Rasputin? I mean, you know.
I mean, okay. It's starting to win me over.
The
You're
movie's
right.
got at least one thing going for it right
yeah.
now. Rasputin doing all kinds of.
Yeah, dude. Rasputin is a ninja.
All right. You know? All right. You know, he's historically, Rasputin was said to have a very large dick, so.
Oh, really?
I hope at some point.
He flops that bitch
yeah.
out and bitch whips
yeah.
dick whips somebody with it. Yeah. That'd be cool.
But reputation is what people think of you. Character is what you are. Armed and ready.
Armed, yes. But ready, we shall see.
is called a parachute. It means that one can jump out of a plane safely.
Okay. Needs more Rasputin.
You know?
Trailer needed way more Rasputin.
Yeah, in fact, jettison all the other characters
and
call
just do
this
Ninja
movie
Rasputin.
Ninja Rasputin, and yeah, you got a fucking movie.
Yep.
Right now, you have a pretty generic looking movie that we've seen a million times, but with a little pin. Like, you guys obviously didn't know what you had with this Ninja Rasputin idea.
No.
You stumbled on that.
You clearly don't
blithely
know
how
cool that is.
Because if you knew how good that idea was, you would have instantly said, we're scrapping the fucking Kingsman movie. This movie is now called Ninja Rasputin.
Yep.
And that'd been it. But, you know, whatever.
No such luck, though.
What do you give the trailer? You don't like to grade things. I'm going to give it a C minus.
Yeah, I'll do a letter grade. I'll give it a C. Just for the promise of Rasputin. But
Let's
everything
see.
Else.
What else we got? Spies in Disguise, trailer number 3.
What?
Isn't a spy already inherently in disguise?
Yeah. That's kind of the point of a spy. But...
Right.
It's time to introduce myself.
Is that Will Smith's voice, dude?
Was that?
It sounded like Will Smith.
I hope
to me.
It isn't.
Lance Stoddard. Just 3 ounces of pressure to the Vegas.
That is definitely Will Smith's voice.
Oh, God. This, man.
It's Will Smith's voice coming out of an overly tall Martin Lawrence's body for some reason. That looks.
This character model kind of looks more like his brother Carlton from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air than
like,
it does
what?
Will Smith.
What the fuck? It's a terrible character design.
This is just awful. They're just churning these shit bags out now. Dropping these fucking turds every fucking half a year. Yeah. Every 6 months or so, we get another one of these.
I am not fond of this so far.
Nerve. And then, look at your boy. Sleepy Night Night.
Ew.
Man.
Ugh.
Sterling, a legendary spy who's always dressed to impress. Walter Beckett, graduated MIT at 15 and works in the Tech Innovations Lab.
There are so many gadgets I want to test in the field. For example, the inflatable hug.
Kind of a personal protection device I've been developing.
This is a...
That's the sound of your movie's arrival into theaters right there.
That long, squeaky fart. Oh,
I mean,
man.
Look at how awful this character design is. Just, like, look at this.
No, it's actually
Why?
Disturbing to look at.
Like, his chin is,
he
like...
He has the Leno chin of the century.
Yeah.
He's got this tiny little overly tiny mouth. None of the other characters have that, by the way.
He's got this weirdly unexpressive flat eyes.
To match the unexpressive flat vocal performance we've heard so far out of Will.
Will Smith,
he's on Quaaludes or something.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck is... He does not put his personality into anything anymore.
I think Scientology scrambled his fucking brains.
Vile waste of taxpayer dollars.
This is a waste of studio dollars is what this is. Oh, it's Blue Sky. That makes sense. They're terrible.
This is your next objective. None of our agents can get close to him.
Have you yet seen a reason for this to exist?
No. I've not yet seen a plot point or plot device that hasn't been used a billion times in a billion better movies. So, no. Dangerous.
I have something that can help. It's called biodynamic concealment. Imagine if I can make you disappear. Hey, Lance, look at me.
Look at you? I can see my butt and your face at the same time.
That is so cool. Being a pigeon can make you an even better spy.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. I thought that was just a gag. Then he was going to turn back into him. No, the gag is he becomes a pigeon. Oh, my God.
What?
What is this?
What the...
Pigeon spies? Are you fucking with me now? Dude, how many epic, great fucking movie ideas have you and I had?
What a fucking waste of animation.
All the money that was spent paying these animators and paying Will Smith.
I mean, like, the animation is not top-notch Pixar-level shit, but it's up there.
It's trying to be.
Yeah, so I mean, like, wasting it on a stupid fucking concept like, Will Smith is a pigeon!
What a profound fucking waste.
Like, this is like an Osimo fucking 5,000 or 9,000, whatever the... You remember when Cartman, you know...
Was, yeah.
You know, and he kept pitching these really terrible ideas to the studios, and they're like, ooh, yeah!
All the ones he pitched were like, funnier and better than this.
Will Smith is like a pigeon or something.
Man, I wouldn't put this at the feet of Cartman, dude. Even Cartman wouldn't come up with this stupid fucking idea.
Pigeons are everywhere and nobody notices them. In fact, pigeons can see in slow motion.
That was tight.
Did anyone else see a pigeon? And pigeons can fly up to 92 miles per hour?
Don't you throw me off this roof!
He'll figure it out.
Boom. All right, Kimura.
Starting?
It's about to get messy. Time to go. Sleepy night-night!
I miss my hands.
I gotta stay.
We have different skill sets.
This is... I thought Abandoned Hope was later. Like, holy fuck.
It keeps going. There's 15 seconds left. We might as well get through it.
Great team!
Walter, you're squeezing too... Oh!
What happens in the submarine stays in the submarine.
Well, I'm going to go commit suicide. I'll see you guys later.
God damn. Okay, so F. I'm sure Paul gives it an F as well, I'm sure. That was hideous. What the fuck happened? That was ass. That wasn't even, I mean, Jesus fucking Christ, dude. What the fuck? Why does that exist? I want to sit down with whoever conceptualized this piece of shit movie and just be like, hey, why does this exist? By the way, why is the title Spies in Disguise? Like, you could come up with, like, Stool Pigeon or some fucking shit. You know, like, Spies on the Fly. I don't know, something that, like, actually has, I mean, like, you shouldn't even have done this.
Yeah.
But you couldn't even come up with, like, a fucking funny bird pun title.
I Spy a Pigeon. I don't know, dude. It's not the people that made this that I want to do harm to. It's the people that financed it.
Mm.
Like, I want to go to them and go, like, there's no better idea than Will Smith as a pigeon that's been pitched to you at all.
Yeah, like, you're not allowed to have money anymore.
Yeah. It's like, if that's what you're going to do with it.
We're taking your money. You're not allowed. Obviously, you're not serious about being rich, so... We're taking it. No
and
more.
Aren't we supposed to be going into the time where, like, these studios are hyping up their really big, like, you know, like, blockbuster?
Well,
kinda...
We're starting to get into the dumping ground territory, though, too.
Well, yeah, that's January.
Right, but a lot of these movies we're looking at are coming out in fucking January and February and shit. I don't know when this is coming out. It's probably said.
Who cares? Hopefully they cancel it. Hopefully they realize how tragically
just
fucking
be like, you know what? Let's not do
this.
Let's actually not do this, you know?
Messy. Time to go. Sleepy night night.
No. I'm good. We already watched the Irishman trailer.
That movie, by the way, keeps getting accolades.
Oh yeah. I mean, it looks really good. Here's an Adam Sandler trailer. You wanna watch the Adam Sandler trailer? Let's do that.
How you doing, Holly? How's it going? Hey, Howard.
Good Pesach, Howard.
All right, Larry, you're a Jew again. Welcome.
Oh, this is called Uncut Gems, by the way.
Okay.
I like that studio,
crazy,
actually.
Risk.
Yeah.
You gamble. And it's about to pay off.
Oh, is this like Adam Sandler's like once every decade serious movie?
Yeah,
or is,
where
or
he
is
decides
there about to be some other kind of shoe that's going to drop here.
No, I think that you're right. I think that this is going to be Adam Sandler's punch drunk love for this decade.
Yeah, he just like, because I think Adam Sandler, just to rub it in our faces that he constantly makes total dog shit, he likes to occasionally like do something good just to be like, I could be doing good things.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna.
You start talking shit and he's like, oh yeah, punk, how about some punch drunk love? And then you start, you know, he starts getting shitty again. And then he's like, how's about some rain over me? This is his like,
yeah.
I'm a legitimate guy. I can keep making these movies. Dabadoo.
Yeah.
He
has to dip his toe every once in a while in the legitimacy.
The sad thing is that he's a genuinely talented dude.
I know.
He could be making this type of movies all the time.
I think that's why he does this, just to piss us off.
Yeah.
He's just like, I could do effort, but I'm not good.
No, because you know what? There's no money in pissing us off. You know why he does? He does it exactly for what we mentioned, to lend an air of legitimacy to his otherwise absolutely obvious scam of a career. But he'll probably be good in this.
Let's see.
So I want the Celtics to cover. I want the Celtics halftime. I want Garnett points and rebounds. What do you know?
I don't know. I just know.
Well, I'll tell you what I know. That's the dumbest fucking bet I ever heard of.
I disagree. I disagree, Gary.
What is that?
I started it.
Are you serious?
You're taking my money all over town, placing bets.
I'm having very serious second thoughts.
Are you serious right now?
I know I fucked up.
Howard, where's the money right now?
Howard, got my money?
Howard! Is it too late? I'm done. That means nothing. It meant nothing. Please. Give me another shot.
You like to win, right? This is no different than that.
Black Jewel power, nigga.
This is my fucking way.
You think I'm stupid, Howard? You and your whole fucking family. I heard you resurfaced your fucking swimming pool. You know how that makes me feel.
Never resurfaced
anything. You think your life is more important than
mine? I don't know who said that.
I told you about how things were going to go. You like the way things are going now?
That's my family.
Get the kids out of the house.
You having a good time?
Yes. This is me. This is how I win. KJ, it's game night. You should be stretching out.
What is he, a coach?
Nah, he's just a fucking crazy ass Jew.
Okay.
I like it.
Yeah.
I want to see it. I'm being honest with you.
It's a slickly cut trailer. And once again, I do think this is our.
And
serious Adam Sandler performance.
I couldn't really get a firm grasp on his performance, I feel like, until he was like, this is me. This is how I win. I'm like, I like his delivery of that line.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. Fuck you, Adam Sandler. I'll go see it. Or at least get it on VOD or whatever the fuck.
Oh, yeah. I'll see it.
Looks
good.
Best
trailer we've seen
it is.
So far today.
I'm going to give it an A-.
Yeah, I'll give it an A-, too. That sounds about right.
I wouldn't have thought the Adam Sandler trailer would be the most fucking promising goddamn thing.
He's dropped enough of these now for me to know he's capable of this type of performance, so I'm not shocked by that.
Yeah. I just thought he wasn't. I just assumed he had totally descended into just like, I just do absolute shit now. I'm never going to make another good movie again.
No, he's got to do one of these to re-legitimize himself. And then the next one he drops will be a total unwatchable family turd.
My phony baloney movies aren't making enough money anymore. I'll have to do some kind of legitimate thing.
Let me get somebody talented to write me a role. That's what it sounds like happened here. Well, great.
Awesome. Well, Adam, you're a strange artist, but
whatever. I'll see it.
Let's
slickly
see.
Cut trailer, too.
El Camino, you haven't watched Breaking Bad, so.
Yeah, who
I don't
cares?
Know if you would.
I wouldn't know who anybody
you
is.
You wouldn't know nothing about what's going on there.
Nope.
Aeronauts? I don't know what that is. Let's see. Dark Waters. Looks like the Hulk's in it.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. What is that? The Rhythm Section. Knives Out. Daniel Craig movie.
In the Tall Grass looked interesting. I watched the trailer for that.
You already seen it?
Yeah, it's a Stephen King story.
Yeah, they're like stuck. I think I saw the trailer too. They're like stuck in the grass or whatever.
Yeah, it looked interesting, but
at first when I was watching it, like my first thoughts as the trailer came on, I was like, this looks like a ripoff of Children of the Corn, and then it's like Stephen King. I'm like, oh well, I guess he's allowed to rip himself off.
Yeah, he can reference himself as many times as he wants to.
Let's see, how about I don't know, got a bunch of trailers here. Ordinary Love. Oh God.
Oh God, no.
Why?
That sounds painful. Let's watch that.
All right.
Do you notice anything different about the soup?
Is this a quiz? If I get it right, do I get another bottle of soup?
I want you to get it right.
Yeah. Subtitles, please.
I didn't understand a fucking
word. I said, that's how I made the bottle of soup.
That's what I did worked.
I'm going to get it wrong on purpose, now.
For once in your life, can you do it?
Yeah, I'm normal. Very normal.
What is this?
I don't know. I ain't really
sure. It's one of these movies.
We need tomato juice.
So she's going to die?
One of them is going to get sick or die.
Yeah, this has like a real like, then tragedy strikes kind of vibe going on.
I like tomato juice.
Why don't you just eat more tomatoes?
I have cancer.
Yeah, just waiting for the old shoe to drop.
Cancer.
This love is too perfect.
Car accident.
Oh, there it is. She finds a lump in her breast.
Tom, can you come up here?
Yep, cancer. Called it. Fucking called it.
It's only a fish.
You still have to feed it.
Fish?
Flush it.
Flush you.
Cancer. Yeah, cancer.
It's called cancer.
I won't be there with you.
Cancer.
Oh man.
Any particular style to
cancer.
It suits you.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
Too hot.
Tea cozy.
Man, I don't know who goes and sees these kinds of movies, but yeah, whoever they are.
Let me tell you something. You want some tragedy in your life? Just wait, okay?
Yeah, it's seriously, man. Like, I don't get these, like, I want to really look at this heart rent. Because, like, you know she dies at the end. You know
almost
that's how
certainly.
This ends.
Almost certainly.
It's a cancer movie. She dies. The end.
The end. She dead.
Yeah, no, there's plenty of tragedy in my real life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, like, if you're going to do a tragedy movie, like, I don't know, bring a different vibe to it or some shit, or...
I don't know. At this,
like,
yeah.
Do some supernatural shit. Like, do it about something that's never actually going to happen to people. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or go, like, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind on it. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Do something cerebral with it. This is just, like...
Just like unfolding tragedy movie.
Yeah, like
that
what?
Carries you down the road of tears. It's just like, and then what? And then what? You finish your popcorn and you go back to your tragic fucking life and keep experiencing it. Like I just don't understand. You know what I mean? I've seen a bunch of these types of movies, and
women love them usually.
Oh yeah. This is right up there with the this is the romance film basically.
Right. It's like the tragic one. You know.
Right. They love this kind of story where there's these two people that are meant for each other, and you know some external force or internal force wants to tear them apart, but they stay together despite it all. They love that. It's the old Romeo and Juliet cycle just being repeated over and over and over and over again.
Liam Neeson.
I had this feeling that if I can get through it all, it would somehow change me. I don't think it has. I don't think I want it to.
Ordinary Love.
God.
Coming soon.
Yeah, dude.
F.
Dude, and see, these movies are double fucked, too, because no dude wants to bring his chick to this movie. You know what I mean? Because they're going to be a blubbering mess for the whole night afterwards.
Cancer.
So just, I don't know, man. Just stop with this shit. Unless there's something that you have to say about cancer that nobody else has to
say. Which clearly that movie has nothing new to say about the subject of cancer.
It's just like,
I'd rather go watch 50-50 with fucking Seth Rogen and Joseph Gordon-Levitt or some shit. At least there's some fun factor to that.
What's this countdown trailer?
Countdown?
Yeah.
Where do you see it?
It's the countdown.
Oh yeah. Shit! Some kind of horror movie.
Yeah. Let's see if we get something good here.
Our phones have become essential. Apps keep track of our schedules.
Oh, it's a Paul movie.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It's going to be an anti-technology movie.
Yeah, it's
cool.
Gonna be like, your phone's out to get you.
Our fitness, our love lives. But what if an app could tell you how long?
I got 63 years.
57 years.
Before you die, would you want to know?
What? 2 days?
So it's like The Ring,
this app,
but
it's
an
fake.
App.
An
Obviously.
App.
My girlfriend said the same thing.
This app tells you how long you've been.
That app said she was gonna die.
And then she did. Well, the app was off a little because it looked like she was still alive as she was being pulled and screaming into the
Need to
the
check
void.
That app accuracy.
Yeah.
That was like at least a second, maybe two off.
Yeah.
What's happening to us? I think it's because of this app. I need a new phone. A new phone, new number, new service.
Anything else I can help you with?
No.
The app goes wherever she goes.
Is that literally the Grim Reaper standing behind her?
The countdown app?
No, it's just the boogly
really
that this...
The clock.
You know what I mean?
The boogly
I'm so sick of the boogly.
The boogly's coming.
It's like Candyman was the first one that I thought, you know what, this is just kind of like a boogly.
Boogly.
But they've gotten even worse. Like, you know what started the real boogly craze was that stupid fucking, what is that movie? Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah.
Because everybody wanted to have that weird, creepy dude in their movie, and now it's just every movie is the boogly monster.
The boogly's coming, Paul.
This time he's tied to an app. Remember that one we saw? We saw a trailer for
it,
I think.
They should make one where every time someone like you rolls their eyes at the boogly comes.
Ooh, that would be good. Yeah. That would at least be fucking like
every time like you're sitting there in front of like a. They should have a movie where whatever fucking some cynical piece of shit like you or me is watching, and we're like, that ain't scary. Then the thing appears behind us, and we're like, ah, it kills us, you know. You know, like sitting there watching fucking Jeepers Creepers 3. It's like, oh, he looks so lame now. And then he just pop bursts through the door and fucking jams a spear through your guts. Like, do I look lame now, motherfucker?
Here comes the boogly.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I like it. Anyway, back to this.
That's scary, but it seems like it worked on YouTube clowns.
This must be everyone
YouTube
that downloaded
clowns.
The app.
My sister, she downloaded it.
All we need to do is beat the clock by 1 second.
That's not true.
That's... We already saw someone do that.
Yeah, that chick earlier beat it by more than a second, by my estimation.
You know, if this app was real, there'd be some kind of like extend your life for $3.99 kind of bullshit.
Right.
Down at the bottom corner, so it wouldn't even be a big deal.
Yeah, dude. Why are they doing all this dangerous shit? Right near when they're going to die, if they don't want to die.
Yeah, shouldn't they, like, put themselves in, like, a room of pillows and shit?
Yeah. Just, like, take whoever, you know, you trust and put them outside the door with a gun or whatever the fuck, and then you just stay in this padded-ass room.
Yep. Don't fucking do nothing.
Have 911, you know, ready to go in case you have a heart attack or some shit.
Yep.
And that's how you hedge your bets.
Have you ever done anything like this before?
No, but I've read about it. A lot.
Wow, that was a trailer line to this movie?
I've read things.
Pursue you.
Come with me.
It will overwhelm you until you are utterly destroyed.
Wake up.
Yo, are you calling my name?
Oh, the old switcheroo.
Oh, death, there's an app for that.
Wow. Dude, there's an app for that. Woo. I don't think is even a meme anymore.
Well, it is now for the purposes of this trailer.
Wow.
So,
well, that kind of looks like it sucks dick.
Yep. So I'd say D minus.
Yeah, I'd say F.
I'll go D minus.
It looks like an F.
Yeah.
If that fucking part was a trailer moment, there's just no, you know.
Yeah.
I read about it a lot.
It looked really bad, but I only give an F to something that literally makes me want to fucking jab my eyes
out.
Oh,
you know what, dude? Have you seen that Jojo Rabbit trailer?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yep. That actually looks kind of interesting.
Yep. That's a controversial movie, Paul.
Yeah, dude. A kid with Hitler as his imaginary friend.
I don't want to see it. Let's see this. Harlan, you groaned when you heard Daniel Craig was in this, so I'm going to play this one.
What is it called?
Knives Out.
Okay.
Smith Corona and built himself into one of the best-selling mystery writers of all time.
30 languages, over 80 million copies sold.
Hey, it's that dude that took all of Kevin Spacey's roles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's new Kevin Spacey now. What's his name? Plummer? Christopher Plummer or something like that?
I think that's it.
You guys fans?
I mean, I don't do much fiction reading myself.
Big fan. I'm a big fan.
Who is that guy?
Mr. Blanc is a private investigator of great renown.
I read a tweet about a New Yorker article about you. You're famous.
The night of his demise, the family had gathered to celebrate your father's 85th birthday. And your son, Ransom, did he attend as well?
Yes, but he left early. I think Linda was upset.
So let's see. Giant cast of famous people.
It's going to be
world-renowned investigator. Obvious murder mystery setup.
Yeah.
This better not be another goddamn
it's what it's
murder
be.
On the Orient Express.
No, that's exactly what this is. I can tell you right now, people are going to start dropping dead.
Right. I mean, that's already obviously going to happen.
Right.
I'm just saying, like, this better not be as bad as that was, because I fucking got all hyped for that trailer, and I was like...
I just don't like the plot line being repeated over and over and over again. The sandwich a bunch of people together and murder mystery plot line has been done to death.
You think it's over?
I'm kind of tired of seeing it. Like, this is slickly done, and all these people are really good. Like, that's the chick from fucking... God damn it.
Yeah, God damn it. I remember her.
Yeah, that movie.
She was great.
Hereditary. There you go.
Okay.
Walt would get a little Irish courage in him. He'd get into it with Harlan.
What? Richard said what?
Are you baiting me, detective?
Attempting to be thorough so we can figure out the manner of death.
You mean if someone killed him? You think one of us, one of his family,
Walt
killed him?
Mr. Blanc, I just buried my father who committed suicide. Why are you here?
I suspect foul play. I have eliminated no suspects.
It's a strange accent you're doing there.
Suspect foul play. Is he a Civil War general?
I don't know.
I have eliminated no suspects.
It was kind of a strange voice you put on.
Why don't they just let him be British?
Yeah, I mean, like...
Like, this is totally like an upper crusty crowd where a Brit would not be amiss. You know what I mean?
So, yeah.
Force feed him this accent?
I do declare that... I do believe a murder, has taken place here.
The South shall rise again.
Excuse me.
Harlan was cleaning house.
Who done it?
Everyone in the family has possible motives.
Was Harlan planning on cutting off Joni?
Did he plan to fire Walter?
Is Richard having an affair?
That's some heavy-duty conjecture. Funny, Ransom.
Oh, Captain America's in this?
Captain America's in it.
Oh.
Up your
well,
ass.
I'm there,
very
then.
Nice. Ransom.
You gotta do this more often.
The family is truly desperate. When people get desperate, the knives come out. This is a twisted web. And we are not finished untangling it. Not yet.
Keep waiting for the big reveal.
All of them lied to me. There is one guilty party behind it all.
You know something. Spill it. Oh my God.
Tell me what happened to my grandfather.
I think you have something you want to tell me.
Jamie Lee Curtis done it.
You think it was Jamie Lee?
Jamie Lee done it. No doubt in my damn mind.
I think it was Captain America what done it.
No.
They're going to want to subvert everybody's expectation that he's a good guy.
No. Jamie Lee Curtis did it, dude. She done it.
Why? Because she's the old matriarch bitch of the family?
No, because she was literally the only one the trailer didn't try to lead me believe did it.
That's not true. There was other people. There was other people in the trailer that didn't get a little spotlight.
Nope.
Yeah?
Nope. Jamie Lee Curtis did it. I'm telling you. Bet you $1 million. $1 million right here on the line. I'm not as over the murder mystery as you are, I think. If it's done well, I'd like to see it. But, man, I'm just really fucking disappointed by the last time I went and saw one of these. So,
Well, yeah, but, I mean, that was just particularly
that
poorly
was ass.
Done unnecessary.
But I don't know.
I don't know, man. I might be overly cynical on the murder mystery, but I just feel like it's not just that. I feel like that this type of, like, whodunit plot really needs to be something special.
Yeah, like they're obviously it doesn't really look like they brought anything too new to it. It seems like pretty by the book. They just put a great cast in there to kind of
the accent that they have Daniel Craig putting on
is that is
utterly unnecessary.
I feel like maybe, you know, I mean, it's off-putting in the trailer to me. Maybe in the movie I'll start to get into it. I've seen that happen before, but I kind of feel like I'm probably going to be taken out of the movie by that the whole time.
Just let him be a Brit.
I am Daniel Craig. Yes, yes.
Nobody talks like that.
Ah, yes, of course.
I've narrowed down my list of suspects.
Oh, Black Christmas, right.
My privilege to
Black
teach
Christmas.
You this semester. Enjoy your winter breaks and Merry
the
Christmas.
The remake of Black Christmas.
What's up, ladies?
Excited
oh,
tonight?
My God. No, no, I was sussing that out in my brain.
Last semester of college ever.
Yeah, remember Black Christmas back in the day?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Is that that's the...
What's that?
Okay. Another movie that doesn't need to be remade.
Can you take a photo of all of us?
Of course.
Where's Helena?
She was pounding back of sodas earlier, but she looked really good.
Jeez.
We shouldn't have let her go back by herself.
She's fine.
Come on, live a little.
Icicle stab.
Helena hasn't gotten home yet.
If I were missing, I'd want you to unleash the bloodhounds and track me down.
She was at DKO last night.
Still creating problems, huh, right?
Hello? Hello?
Oh, the old breathe into the phone gag.
Break. Could just be a delay of some sort. Snow.
My friend is missing.
9 times out of 10, the girl's just with a boyfriend.
I will bring you to your knees.
So basically like a modern Scream.
There's someone in the house.
Christmas Scream, Paul. Christmas Scream.
Got it. Didn't they do a Christmas Scream? Didn't one of the Screams take place around Christmas time or some shit?
Not that I
just
remember, but maybe. I don't know. I tuned out around 3, I think. How do you not notice that there?
I know.
I think if I was, I would notice that. I'm sorry. I feel like I would definitely notice that.
Hey, bitch, he's standing right there.
I mean, what the fuck? I mean, is it really that hard to notice that he's there?
Whatever. Wow, what a spook out.
What the?
This can't be real.
This school has 200 years of history. Many sacrifices have been made to keep our traditions alive.
You're all wings.
Sacrifices have been made.
Is that young Cary Elwes there?
I'm tired of hiding. I'm tired of running. Go, 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 go!
Ho, 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 bitch. You mess with...
Ho, 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 bats. That line. You know what? I'm just going to write that down right now as one of the great all-time movie lines.
Oh, dude, look, dude. Girl power, TJ.
Merry fucking Christmas. Girl power!
With the wrong sisters.
Yeah! Don't fuck with us, bitch! Is that December Friday 13th? Oh, okay. Ooh.
Spooky.
Found a December Friday the 13th to release it on. All right.
Damn. I like horror movies. I don't know, C+.
Yeah, I'd see it. I'd watch it. It looked like it was shot pretty well.
I don't know, dude.
It's pretty uninspired.
Blumhouse has turned out some good movies and some stinkers, so.
About 30 minutes to the show. Maybe we wrap this on up here.
Yeah, we can do that.
Take a little break before we got to do the main thing. All right. Thank you guys for watching our little trailer thing. Let us know what you thought.
Yep.